All right. Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware. The Huron County Board of Commissioners are meeting right now in the county building here in Bad Axe. According to the meeting's preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to adopt the schedule of fees for utility-scale solar energy facility zoning and revise the current schedule of fees for building permits. The proposed plan is to impose a 3-month moratorium on the issuance of special use permits for utility-scale solar energy facilities and battery energy storage systems. Commissioners are also expected to impose a 12-month moratorium on the issuance of land use permits for data centers and similar uses. Also during the meeting, Carly Krager, who is the Michigan State University Extension District 10 Director, is expected to present the county's annual report and to approve several purchases and expenses. There will be committee meetings following the regular meeting. The Shaw Elementary School will host a special event from 5 to 8 p.m. on May 15th for the school's closure at the end of the 2025-26 academic year ends after 102 years. Participants are encouraged to discuss memories of the years spent there, display photographs of bygone days, slideshows, and memorabilia. The event will be a family celebration as several generations have attended classes at 325 East Frank Street in Caro. The teachers who work there will transition to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street. Shaw students who are in the 3rd to 6th grade will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustments and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. Authorities are investigating a family dispute that turned violent Sunday night in Parris Township. Deputies were dispatched to a home on Purdy Road around 8:43 p.m. where a confrontation escalated into gunfire. A 48-year-old man was shot in the chest with a .22 caliber handgun. He was taken by ambulance to Harbor Beach Community Hospital, where he was stabilized before being airlifted to another facility for specialized care. The suspected shooter, a 23-year-old relative of the victim, fled the scene in a Pontiac. A search was launched, and the suspect was later located and taken into custody by police in Roseville shortly after 11 p.m. He was transferred to Huron County deputies in Imlay City and lodged in the county jail. Investigators say the suspect is expected to be formally charged by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office. The victim remains hospitalized, where doctors are working to remove a bullet lodged near his spine. The case remains under investigation with assistance from local fire and police agencies. And we'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
A Flint man will spend at least 3 decades in prison for fatally striking his best man with an SUV just hours after his August 2024 wedding ceremony. James Shira, 24, was sentenced Monday to 30 to 45 years for second-degree murder in the death of Terry Taylor, 29. Genesee County Circuit Court Judge Carrie L. Hannibal imposed additional concurrent sentences of 10 to 15 years each for operating without a license, causing death, and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Court testimony indicated Shira had consumed alcohol throughout the day before getting behind the wheel of an SUV and driving into Taylor, Witnesses reported the impact launched Taylor into the air. Shira, who had no criminal history, entered a no-contest plea to the charges. At his sentencing hearing, he insisted he never meant to harm his friend. "I will forever be sorry," Shira told the court. "It was not intentional. That was my best friend. I accept full responsibility for my actions that night." And according to Michigan Traffic Crash Facts, there were 1,398,246 vehicle crashes involving deer in just the last 5 years. That's a lot of screeching brakes, fur-lined bumpers, and jacked-up monthly insurance premiums, all thanks to an animal with zero fear of headlights. But the data also tells another story, one for those who enjoy the pure Michigan vibe but not the constant fear of a 150-pound animal jumping through your windshield. There's a county in Michigan with only 95 car deer incidents in the last 5 years, and that's Keweenaw, way up north. If you want a better chance of meeting Bambi the hard way, head over to Kent County. They had 10,040 over the last 5 years. As far as the thumb area is concerned, Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties, 16,209 over the last 5 years. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.